All the recent snow is draining New York City's coffers. Turns out the city busted its $38 million snow removal budget just on the post-Christmas blizzard alone. Bloomberg administration officials are now hoping the final cost of the blizzard will qualify it for federal emergency management aid. The Labor Department says 445,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week, a gain of 35,000 from the previous week, and the highest level since late October. Analysts call the number disappointing, but note that January can be a bumpy time for employment. Markets did not like the news. The Dow lost 24 points, closing at 11,732. The NASDAQ lost 2 points, ending the day at 2,735. And the S&P closed at 1,284, a loss of 2 points as well. 2011 could turn out to be the worst year in the foreclosure crisis. Industry analysts say lenders are poised to take back more homes this year than any other year since the housing meltdown began in 2006. Realty Track, a foreclosure data provider, estimates that 1.2 million homes will be repossessed this year, 15% more than in 2010. To talk about the numbers, we turn to Rick Sharga, Senior Vice President of Realty Track. Welcome to the Financial 411.
Thank you for having me.
Why is 2011 going to be such a banner year for foreclosures?
Well, 2011 is going to probably set a new record for both foreclosure activity in general and for bank repossessions. There are a couple drivers. Foremost is unemployment. Secondly, we have other forms of economic displacement, people who don't show up on the unemployment rolls but are underemployed, working part-time, making less money than they made a couple of years ago, can't afford their home payments. There are $300 billion worth of adjustable rate loans due to reset this year on properties that have lost 30, 40, 50% of their value. All of those are bad. And we're going to have an overhang of a foreclosure activity that should have happened in 2010, but instead will actually wind up being processed this year, making this year's numbers even worse.
Why is that? Tell me about the overhang.
The overhang was caused by what we refer to in the industry as the robo-signing scandal. Banks were found to be not processing paperwork accurately or appropriately, or in some cases legally, and have had to go back and revisit hundreds of thousands of loans that would have been foreclosed on in the last quarter of 2010. Since they were delayed, the numbers in 2010, as bad as they were, should have been much worse. And all of those loans are going to be added to the mix of foreclosure activity in 2011.
Tell me about 2010. What happened?
2010 set a record for the number of homes in foreclosure. About 2.9 million U.S. households received a foreclosure notice. That was up from a little over 2.8 the year prior. And for the first time in history, over a million homes were repossessed by the banks.
We've been hearing nationally of a lot of foreclosure activity taking place in Nevada, Arizona, Florida. What can you tell us about New York?
New York, in the year, ranked 42nd out of the 50 states in terms of foreclosure activity.
Not bad.
No, this is unlike football and baseball, this is a good place to finish right near the bottom of the league. And actually, in terms of overall activity, about 2.2% of all U.S. households were in some stage of foreclosure this year. In New York, it was about 0.5%.
Now, why is that?
So the state's doing much better. Well, part of it is the performance of the New York metropolitan area itself. The New York City area does a lot better than its counterparts across the country, partly because it's more established than some of the other cities. There's not as much new building going on, partly because it's tougher to buy a house in the city than it is in a lot of other cities. So you're typically financially a little bit better qualified. And part of it, frankly, is due to some of the legislation that's been enacted by the New York state government, which makes the foreclosure process in the state much, much longer than anybody else's in the country. So that might be an artificial slowing that has a rebound effect a couple of years from now. But for the moment, it helps keep the numbers down.
You talk about how stable the New York market is, and yet my understanding is that some of the neighborhoods in New York City, in Queens, in central Brooklyn, for example, Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brownsville, they were hit hard with subprime mortgages.
The old cliche about real estate is that it's all local. And that's very, very true. So while we're talking about New York State, while we're talking about the metropolitan area doing better than average, there are going to be pockets that are going to be prone to some of the same problems, whether it was subprime lending, whether it was adjustable rate mortgages on overpriced homes. Places like Queens, like Staten Island, had much higher foreclosure rates than other places. But again, those pockets are offset by other places performing much better.
Rick Sharga is Senior Vice President of Realty Track. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
One last headline. Antitrust investigators with the European Union are asking advertisers whether Google ever hinted that increased spending would improve their visibility in web searches. The International Herald Tribune got a hold of a copy of the confidential questionnaire. Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to WNYC.org.